Monday night, they accommodated us at a five-star hotel in Gatwick, and they didn't give us the money. They gave us vouchers, which you can't use in a hotel. So in the morning, we were checked out of the rooms. We went back to the terminal, and on arriving there, we were told that the situation hasn't improved. We don't have money. So the Air Zimbabwe management at the airport locked themselves in the office and refused to come and attend to the people. So police were called. When police were called, one rep from Air Zimbabwe came in and the people were trying to attack him and abuse him. So the police arrested about seven people for public disorder and all that. And actually one woman was badly injured because the police were trying to restrain her. She wanted to go because she lost a relative and wanted to be in Zimbabwe by Tuesday morning. Yesterday, in the evening, no accommodation. There are people coming from outside London and everywhere with children as young as 2 or some months. And the old people on wheelchairs. Everyone had to put up and sleep on the floor. Now, as I'm talking to you, most people that didn't even take a bath, they didn't eat, they've got nothing. It looks like there's no solution. We've got old people on medication. One woman, as I'm telling you, I'm just seeing it, they're trying to push it outside. He's really feeling ill. I think they need to call an ambulance because I think he's got no medication. This is our visitor to UK and the her visa is expired now. And all these people are affected. They've got no food. They look... At us, some of the people are known and say, could you help? Could you buy us food? I don't have money to buy anybody food. And I don't know what to do. What's the next move? When I'm talking to Air Zimbabwe management, they're saying they're in a meeting.